Welcome to another episode of The Layback with Luke Bettis. I am Luke Bettis. He is Eric, the master producer, Anderson.
Don't you forget it.
Today we are going to be talking about the WHO and their new, what is this called? This is, the WHO has amendments to their 2005 International Health Regulations treaty, I guess it is. They don't want it to be a treaty because I think that has to go through Congress. So they're not calling it a treaty, they're calling it something else. But that's what it is. It's a treaty. They are trying to regulate the world. There's 194 countries that are going to vote on these new amendments to this treaty. And it is the end of democracy if it goes through. This is what Bill Gates and the, you know, the people that run the country and the world have been trying to establish: a new world order, a way to control all of the citizens of the world. And this is it. This is the big one. This is the one that we need to fight against. So we're going to get into the document. There's a document. It is called let me go to the top. Top of the document, it's called the WGIHR. It's taking forever to get to the top. There we go. It's the World Health Organization article by article compilation of proposed amendments to the International Health Regulations from 2005, submitted in accordance with decision WHA 75-9-2022. This was supposed to be voted on in 24 months from now, or 24 months from 2022, whatever that month was. I guess it would be May of 2025. And then somehow they rushed it to be May of 2024. I wonder why that is. Did anybody guess why they might cut off 12 months, cut it in half, the time in half, and what that means, at least for America? Oh, right. Good job.
I got nothing.
2024 is an election year for America. So they don't know who will be in power in America in May of 2025. There will be, hopefully, a new president. And hopefully somebody that sees through this garbage and is not beholden to the World Health Organization or Bill Gates or any of these totalitarian losers that I'd like to fight in a dark alley. Hopefully we have somebody in there that is willing to stand up to this tyranny for all of us, including themselves and their children and their grandchildren or whatever. But yeah, let's get into some of this article. I'm not going to do as good a job as the people that I watched bring this up to me today or listen to. I was working, so I was listening to it while I was working, but it was on the Dark Horse podcast, number 197, live stream 197. They did it. I think it was today or Saturday or something like that, a few days ago. And they were discussing, they cited where they saw it from was from Dr. John Campbell. If you don't know about Dr. John Campbell, look him up on Rumble. He has a Rumble channel, and he is a doctor out of the UK who was an academic, taught nurses, taught nursing schools, stuff like that, I think. And he, it's funny to watch his arc. He was, you know, very pro-vaccine and very pro stuff, and then weird stuff happened, and then he kept looking at the science, and it's like, you know, started seeing holes and started going like, huh, that can't be, in his British accent. Oh, that can't be. That was terrible. Anyway, but he started unwinding the truth, and you know, he's all over this. So we want to look at a few of the articles and read them to you. Strikethroughs are proposal to delete existing text, underlined and bold is proposal to add text. Everything else will stay the same. So that is the key to what we will be looking at today. Where are we going first, Derek?
We got Article 5 on page 4.
Article 5 on page 4. Okay. Article 5, surveillance. So, starts out, number 1, each state party shall develop... One second, let me... My 44-year-old eyes can't read this very well. Each state party shall develop, strengthen, and maintain as soon as possible, but no later than 5 years from the entry into force of these regulations for that state party. So that means that once we vote on this and we get into it, we have 5 years to comply. Which is good for us, because if we vote on it in May, we still have 5 years to become in compliance with the WHO, and hopefully we get a different president in office who will veto this shit and shut it down for the United States. So voting this year is going to be very important, or next year, excuse me, will be very important for the next election, will be very important. Okay, so we'll go back to that, to the party. The capacity to delete, assess, or excuse me, detect, assess, notify, and report events in accordance with these regulations as specified in Annex 1. Here's what they want to add. Develop state parties and WHO shall offer assistance to developing state parties depending on the availability of finance, technology, and know-how for the full implementation of this article in pursuant to Article 44. This capacity will be... Okay, that's not what I wanted to read. Maintain these capacities. Should such review, this capacity will be periodically reviewed through the Universal Health Periodic Review Mechanism in replacement of the joint internal evaluation that began in 2016. Such review shall, such review identify resource constraints and other challenges in attaining these capabilities. WHO and its regional offices shall, upon the request of the state, provide or facilitate technical support and assistance in mobilization of financial resources to develop, strengthen, and maintain such capabilities. Okay. Good to know what that part was. Let's skip down to... a different part of this. Number 4, WHO shall collect information regarding events through its surveillance activities. What the fuck does that mean? The WHO shall collect information regarding events. What events? Any event? Could be anything. Through its surveillance activities. So it's going to surveil any event. And then what? and assess, here's the new verbiage, on the basis of risk assessment criteria regularly updated and agreed with state parties, their potential to cause international disease spread and possibly interfere with international traffic. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Information received by WHO under this paragraph shall be handled in accordance with Articles 11 and 45, where appropriate, not with an outside party, but member states. Okay, so they're going to use our military to go after the people that they surveil in those instances where they can put them under the guise of potential to cause international disease spread. You're unvaccinated, so you have the potential to cause international disease spread and possibly interfere with international traffic. I don't know what that part means. Traffic of the drugs that they're selling?
Like, no, international traffic just has to do, of how I'm understanding this anyway, is like when you take a boat or a plane to other countries. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
Just general traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not trafficking drugs. Moving. International movement, right, is what they're saying. Traffic, right. Okay. Information in accordance with it. Okay. New wording. Here's some new wording for number four. This is what they really want to put. WHO shall collect information regarding events through its surveillance activities and assess through periodically updated assessment and risk criteria.
You said that already.
I know. I'm reading the new number four, right below number four.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. Uh-huh. Through its surveillance activities and assess through periodically updated assessment and risk criteria agreed with member states, their potential to cause international disease spread and possible interference with international traffic. Information received by WHO under this paragraph shall be handled in accordance with Article 11 and 4, where appropriate. Who shall develop early warning criteria for assessing and progressively updating the national, regional, or global risk posed by an event of known or unknown causes. Known or unknown causes, like the Wuhan lab versus the wet market theory. Or sources, and shall convey the risk assessment to state parties in accordance with Articles 4, 11 and 45 where appropriate. So it looks like we should go to Articles 11 and 45. Did I put 11 and 45 on our list?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
but I can give you a rough estimate. So maybe look on page 9 for Article
7. Article 11.
7.
Okay. Yeah, it's on page 7.
Okay, cool. And Article 45 is either going to be like either 40 or 41. Or 45 is going to be like 25 or 24. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Subject to paragraph 2 of this article, WHO shall send to all state parties and, as appropriate, to relevant United Nations, UN, and international and regional organizations as soon as possible and by the most efficient means available in confidence such public health information which it has received under Articles 5 and 10 inclusive, 5 to 10 inclusive, or which is available in the public domain, alternate verbiage, or which is otherwise available and whose validity is appropriately assessed by the WHO. So they get to assess the validity. and which is necessary to enable state parties to respond to a public health risk. WHO shall communicate information to other states' parties, might help them in preventing the occurrence of similar incidents. For this purpose, WHO shall facilitate the exchange of information between state parties and ensure that the event information site for national IHR focal points offers a secure and reliable platform for information exchange among the WHO and state parties and allows for interoperability with relevant data information systems. Okay. There's a lot more on this, but let's go to let's go to the next one on the list.
That would be Article 17 on page
15. We're not going to read them all. It's like 46 pages, so we'll just go through some of them. We might make this a two-parter. Oop, that's 19, so 17. Criteria for recommendations. When issuing, modifying, or terminating temporary or standing recommendations, the Director General shall consider. The Director General. Director General. That's a good title, Eric. Should we both have that title now? The Director General.
Well, if you're handing out these titles, I'm going
What's your title? I am the Director General. You will say, sir, yes, sir. Director General. Sounds like an army title to me. The views of the state's parties directly concerned, the advice of the emergency committee or the review committee, as the case may be, scientific principles as well as available scientific evidence and information, health measures that on the basis of a risk assessment appropriate, to the circumstances are not more restrictive or international traffic and trade and are not more intrusive to persons than reasonably available alternatives that would achieve the appropriate level of health protection. relevant international standards and instruments. Equitable access to and distribution of medical countermeasures, example, vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics for optimal public health response. So they just put that part in there. They want to amend that part to make sure that they are in charge of medical countermeasures, vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics. And what that means to me is we already know that like Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, or whatever the fuck his name is, that guy, the president of Israel, burned up tens of thousands of pills of ivermectin, had them destroyed in Israel. That would be a countermeasure for the director general to be able to make sure that his interests with the vaccines and making money are met. Well, you know what? We need to move ivermectin to this part of the world where it is, experiencing more river blindness to help with that. So we're going to be in charge of those therapeutics to help other people, but we don't have them available in the United States or in the UK or in Canada or in Australia or in China or Japan or anywhere else. We don't have them available for you, so just take the fucking vaccine, right? That's what that means to me. Activity undertaken by other relevant intergovernmental organizations and international bodies and other appropriate and specific information relevant to the event. With respect to temporary recommendations, we had temporary recommendations over the last couple years during COVID. What were those recommendations from our own CDC? Take a drug or else, right? Take a drug, get tested, comply with the mandates. What did the government do? All companies with more than 100 employees must take the vaccine or you will be fined. That's a mandate. So that's where this is all headed. Back to that. So if they're putting all this stuff in this verbiage, what does that tell you? That tells you that there's another pandemic that's coming, that they will create another pandemic because it makes them money and it gives them more control. Because all you fucking idiots out there were compliant. You fucking fell right into their trap like a bunch of little bitches. Fuck you for that. You know what? Fuck you for that. I didn't fall under their spell. I didn't get brainwashed. I grew up in tyranny. I grew up in a Christian church and school where you had to wear, you know, you had rules and regulations, and you know, you got in trouble for spitting on the ground outside during recess. You got sent home or paddled or whatever, right? I grew up in that kind of system. Now, was it as bad as like North Korea? No, it wasn't. But it was bad enough for me. I didn't like it. I didn't like tyranny. I didn't like being told what to do for no reason. Not having, you know, autonomy of my own free will. And that's what's coming for all of us. Let's go to the next one. This one's... hold on. Maybe there was something in this. But I want to challenge people to wake the fuck up and do something and not just sit there and go, oh, you know, it's over, man. COVID's over. My brother told me that. Why are you talking about COVID, man? It's over, bro. I'm like, no, it isn't. It isn't fucking over, dude. You're going to be over. We're all going to be over. You don't get it. You don't get what's at play. You don't understand what's happening. You just go in your own little libtard world and follow along and get your vaccine, and now you have a heart arrhythmia. Nice job, buddy. He does. He has a heart arrhythmia. Wonder where that came from. 38 years old, heart arrhythmia. How about this one? Number four. In implementing such recommendation, state parties shall take into consideration their obligations under relevant international law when facilitating essential healthcare workers' movement, ensuring protection of supply chains of essential medicine products in PHEIC and repatriating of travelers. No, that doesn't sound that bad. But, you know, they're talking about international travel and trade, that the director general shall consult with relevant international agencies such as ICAO, IMO, and VTO. I don't know who the fuck those are, but... if they're an acronym, they're generally not for the good of the people. Let's put it that way. We've come to know that these acronyms, these three-letter, four-letter, five-letter acronym companies and entities are not out for the good of the people. They pretend to be, but they're not. They're captured. the CDC is supposed to protect us from bad drugs, but they don't. They're captured. There's been over 200,000 deaths from the vaccine. 1,100 athletes have died from heart failure, right? Those are just facts. The CDC is still recommending it today, even though the variant that the drug was for is gone. It's not even there anymore. It's obsolete. We're seeing zero cases from that. This is from Dr. McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough is the one that said that. Yet you're still pushing a vaccine for something that's not even there. It's not going to protect against the next variant, but it could cause harm. So the risk reward isn't there. It doesn't make any fucking sense. All right. Well, I'm not finding these spots that I heard on the Dark Horse podcast them talking about. What's the next one?
We have Article 23 on page 17.
Health measures on arrival and departure. Subject to applicable international agreements and relevant articles of these regulations, a state party may require for public health purposes, whether in paper-based or digital format, on arrival or departure. With regard to travelers, information concerning the traveler's destination so that the traveler may be contacted. Information concerning the traveler's itinerary to ascertain if there was any travel in or near an affected area or other possible contacts with infection or contamination prior to arrival, as well as review of the traveler's health documents. Show your papers. That's some Nazi shit. Show your papers. That's what that is. If they are required under these regulations, including, and here's the new shit they want to put in, including documents containing information for a lab test. What? I have to show lab test results to get on an airplane now? To get on a bus? To get on a train? The fuck? Okay. Containing information from a lab test in digital or physical format, including documents containing information on a laboratory test for a pathogen or information on vaccination. There it is. Vaccination against a disease, including those provided at the request of the state party in digital or electronic form. Boom goes the fucking tyranny dynamite. So now they are going to have the state regulate. They did a test run, guys. They just did a test run for 2 years. The state, you know, you guys think Big Pharma was behind the vaccines, but they weren't. Most of the patents were owned by the government. So the government is in cahoots. Big Pharma was basically the mouthpiece and helped distribute. They were the distributor. And but the WHO is going to be in charge of all this stuff. They're going to be the ones that tell you what you can and can't do, where you can go. They'll create another pandemic so that they can roll this out and make more money, you know. Luckily, we're not buying it, right? We're not buying it. I'm very proud of the American people now because the vaccine rate is under 2%. It's like 1.6% right now. Good job. Good fucking job, America. Fuck them. Fuck that. Don't vaccinate your children. but we got to do something about this WHO bullshit. I'm going to go buy guns. That's what I'm going to do. How about you, Eric? Are you buying some guns?
No.
Oh. He's a liberal.
No, I do not want to have that responsibility.
Of a gun?
Of a gun.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like guns either, but, you know, if they come for my freedom, if they come for our freedom, what are we supposed to do? We have the right to bear arms. We have the right to defend our Constitution. We have the right to live in a free society, an unalienable right. And they're going to try and alienate it, for sure. Documents concerning traveler's destination hereinafter passenger locator forms PLFs. Okay, you know they're trying to make this, like Dark Horse said, they're trying to make this look very boring, and all this verbiage that nobody's going to read.
That's always been the case with any legalese, though. So it's not like, okay. It's not like this new.
I mean, you know.
Like any document.
I didn't make that up. Dr. Brett Weinstein said that, and now I understand what he's saying. This is very boring stuff to read. It's a very boring article. It is just like a partnership agreement. You know, it's very boring or whatever legalese. It's not like they're not trying to sell Joe Cool Camel cigarettes to kids, right? They're not fluffing it up and making it they're not marketing it. They don't want you to look at this. They don't want you to read this. They want to just get this thing passed, you know, like they do in Congress when they give you 4 hours to read 4,000 pages and then give Ukraine billions of dollars. Now it's not going to be Ukraine anymore. It's going to be Israel. That's where our tax dollars are going next. They're like, oh man, Ukraine's losing. What do we do? How do we keep this money laundering thing going? I know. It's time to call on our great allies who have been paying Hamas for years. It's time to get that thing going again. Let's get something in the Middle East. We always make money there. We've been doing it for decades. It's always a good moneymaker. All right, let's get back to this number six, because I think there's some more tyranny in here we can look at. Okay, should preferably be produced in digital form. Yes, it would be preferred to be in digital form, a digital ID. If we could get a digital vaccine passport system, that would be great, because then we can really, really put the screws on you and control all the population and just really transfer all the wealth and live a great life for ourselves and have you guys live a shitty life because we don't really care about you. But we can make you do things for us, like make us stuff. Go make me a fucking cake, you piece of shit. Or else we'll just throw you in the garbage dead. Right? That's the world we're going to live in. Digital form with paper form as a residual option. It's just a residual option. It's in the past. Such information should not duplicate the information the traveler already submitted in relation to the same journey, provided the competence authority. Oh, there's a competence authority can have access to it for the purpose of contact tracing. Oh, contact tracing. Have you ever been contact traced, Eric? Like during the beginning of the pandemic?
I have no idea.
Well, you'd know because they took your social security number and like you had to write stuff down. You'd like write your name and they put you in the database.
Oh, like something I've done dozens of times before?
No, this was specifically for COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, it was contact tracing. So there,
gotcha. Yeah. Not that I'm aware of.
So we went to a bar, I think we were just going for breakfast, not to drink. It was Kay's Bar in Selwood, Oregon. And this was 2020. And so we went there, and when we sat down, they were like, you need to fill these out first. And it was a contact tracing form.
Oh, I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah.
I didn't really need to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Whenever I went to, like, the store, or when I did go back out restaurant eating, I didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, they didn't do it at the stores. Just at, like, just a few woke restaurant owners were like, yeah, man, we're contact tracing. I'm going to be part of the solution. I'm going to help out. I'm going to make my patrons contact trace, grab their give us our personal info and their social security numbers. So, yeah, they wanted, like, your name, phone number, email, and social security. And, like, and so they put it down in front of me, and I was like, I just got triggered. I was like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not giving you my social security card so that I can buy your so that I can eat your food. I'm not doing that. It's fucking retarded. Are you kidding me? No. So I didn't say anything. I just got flush and angry. And then I was like, are you fucking, and then they left. And then I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So he already filled it out, but I didn't. She's a good little girl, right? She's a good girl. She does what she's told. So she filled it out, and I didn't. And then they still served me, and I ate, and I paid them, and I tipped them, and whatever. And we left, and I never filled it out. I was like, fuck you. I was like, I specifically asked them, I have to fill this out? And they're like, yeah, you got to fill it out if you want to be able to eat here. They said that. You have to do this if you want our food. And it's shitty bar food. I mean, it's just a breakfast bar, dive bar that hipsters go to, right? actually, their breakfast was decent. But it was like, what is happening? You got to show your papers. You got to, oh, man, I don't know. If that shit's going to come back, we're gonna have a problem. That's all I gotta say. Just know that if you are a business and you comply with this shit, we will not buy from you. We will not buy from you. We will not take part in it. So that's one way we can stop this, is by everybody saying no. I listened to a podcast with Dr. Drew and John Stockton, the great John Stockton from the Utah Jazz. And he was talking about, you know, if we just had a coalition of players that said no, then what are they going to do? What are they going to do? If, you know, they didn't really mandate it in the NBA, but they kind of did. Because they said, well, we have to go off of what the local authorities are saying in each state. So, like, if you go to Oregon and you have to be vaccinated to attend the game as a player and a fan, then you can't play in that game. You can't even go on that trip. Right? So that's how the NBA treated it. And instead, if the NBA just said, fuck you, if the NBA stood up, had a spine, and wasn't taking money from the pharmaceutical industry, which is probably a huge amount of their advertising money that comes into the NBA. I don't know if they get a piece of that or if it's just the channels, or I don't know how that shit works. But, you know, now you got Travis Kelce putting two Band-Aids on his arm, selling out to Pfizer, doing Pfizer commercials. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. Fuck Travis Kelce. He's a piece of shit. He did a Pfizer commercial that's like, yeah, you can go in and get two shots at once. Yeah. You get your flu shot and your booster shot. It was a 2-for-1 commercial. It was hilarious. Okay, back to this boring shit. I'd rather just rant, but the health assembly. Okay, wait. Where was I? Travelers submitted regulations of journey, provide competent authority, have access to it for the purpose of contact tracing. The health assembly may adopt in cooperation with the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO. I see an AO too. That was an asshole joke. I see an asshole. And other relevant organizations, the requirements that documents in digital or paper form shall fulfill with regard to interoperability of information technology platforms, technical requirements of health documents, as such as safeguards to reduce the risk of abuse and falsification, and to ensure the protection and security of personal data contained in such documents. Documents meeting such requirements shall be recognized and accepted by all parties, specifications and requirements for PLFs in digital or paper form shall take into account existing widely used systems established at the regional or international level for the issuance and verification of documents. Control is all I hear. Parties which are low and lower middle income countries shall receive assistance in accordance with Article 44 for the implementation of this provision. All right, so this is one control. What's the next one?
Let's see, we got Article 31 on page 19.
31, health measures relating to entry of travelers. Oh, imagine that. It's just more show your paper bullshit, right? Invasive medical examination, vaccination, or other prophylaxis shall not be required as a condition of entry of other traveler to the territory of a state party, except that... Oh, that sounded good. That was a good sentence. Oh, you don't need to take a drug to come into the travel as a state, except that, subject to Article 32, 42, 45, these regulations do not preclude state parties from requiring medical examinations, vaccinations, or other prophylaxis or proof of vaccination or other prophylaxis, whether in paper-based or digital format. And they wanted to add that last part. When necessary, to determine whether a public health risk exists. That's when we're going to do it. That's all, Eric. Just when necessary to determine, you know, whether a public health risk exists or not. You know, could be that guns are a public health risk. So maybe we're going to take those away because that, you know, there's a lot of school shootings. So maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe the World Health Organization can declare a pandemic of guns, gun violence. And, you know, then you don't have any more guns in the state. And now you're fucked because they confiscated all the guns. And now you can't fight back. And you know, you have digital IDs for all your medical stuff. And if you don't get on the schedule with what they want you to take, then now you just don't have any money, can't travel. You know, there's a lot of things about travel in this. So far, that's one big restriction they want to implement is that you can't fucking travel anywhere. Is that going to be interstate? They say state parties. I mean, I know that means, you know, government. But is that also literally per state? Like, you're not going to be able to travel to, I can't go to New Mexico or California. Well, I don't want to go to California, but you can't go to Idaho or, you know, Wyoming. Well, I don't want to go to Wyoming either, but you can't go to Utah. Well, I don't want to go to Utah. Damn it. Where do I want to go?
You don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to go anywhere.
New York out, California out, Utah out, Wyoming out, Oregon out.
Washington, fuck Washington. Ah. Yeah. My brother, I talked to my brother yesterday. He said, hey, man, you come up. He still lives in Portland. He's like, hey, man, you got any plans to come up here? And I'm like, no.
No.
No, I don't. I mean, I'd love you guys and love to see you, but not in Oregon. Why don't you guys come see me? Yeah, travelers seeking temporary or permanent residence, you know, just as a condition of entry for any traveler seeking temporary or permanent residency. It just, you know, just like we're doing at the southern border. We're doing that now, right? We're checking everybody's papers to make sure that they're vaccinated and they're healthy and that they're good people coming into our country by the hundreds every day. Aren't we doing that right now? No, we're not? Oh. Well, we're going to pretty soon. I think we're really going to turn it around as a condition of entry for any travelers seeking temporary or permanent residence. And what is that? Is that just for immigration, or is that also just for me moving from Oregon to Arizona? And Eric, we moved from Portland to Arizona. So is that part of travelers seeking permanent residence? Is that what that means too? So to travel in the country and move around the country, we have to show this paper or digital format? Is that what they're talking about? That's kind of what it sounds like. As a condition of entry for any travelers pursuant to Article 43 or Annex 6 or 7, or which may be carried out pursuant to Article 23. So then they say all these things that go to other parts of this paper that you have to read a whole nother fucking thing to understand. Is that confusing? Could you just have spelled it out? All right, what's the next one? Wait, what time is it?
4:12.
Okay. All right, we're going to do a two-parter, I guess. And I promise the second one will be better because Eric and I will do more research on this stuff. We're starting to get into some of the tyranny stuff, but there's a lot more. I've heard. I'm going to watch Dr. Campbell, John Campbell. I haven't watched that one. If you haven't watched it, please do. Support Rumble, free speech platform. I try to watch everything on Rumble. If I find people on YouTube and they have a Rumble, I don't watch their stuff on YouTube. I don't like shit on that. I don't prop them up on YouTube. I know that's probably where they get paid, but we gotta fight back. And these little things are a way to fight back. Okay, so watch everything on Rumble. Boycott YouTube as much as you can, because that's how we win. You know, we take the power back by our choices. If we make the right choices, we can win. We can take the power back. More to come. If you want to look this article up yourself, you can go to Dark Horse Podcast, and it's in the note, the episode 197's notes description.
I can also put in the notes when I put it to when I upload it to him.
Duh. We can put it in our notes. You don't have to go to another podcast to get it from watching our podcast. We can do that ourselves. All right.
Yes, we know how to copy and paste. We are technologically advanced here.
Cool. Also, we will be doing a live stream on Saturday night. That will be on YouTube. I know I say boycott as much as possible, but I can only live stream on YouTube right now. We don't have the capability. We can't even get our account going for Rumble because they won't accept our video sizes.
Yeah.
Because we shoot in 4K. So get your shit together, Rumble. Jesus. All right. Well, we will be back. We're going to do another episode before Saturday, but we're going to be watching the UFC. We'll be watching it later. It'll be 5 p.m. Pacific time. And hopefully that will also be game 5 of the NLCS with the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, who are not looking good right now. But anything can happen. So hopefully they have a game 5. We will watch fights and that game. because that starts at 5 on Saturday as well. So if you want to watch it with us, come live to our YouTube, the Layback with Luke Bettis on TH Talk Time's page. That's TH Talk Time on YouTube. Other than that, I'll be back with another episode tomorrow or Friday to wrap this up, and then we'll be live Saturday. See you there.